It's Tuesday, February 18, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Vitbian. Messages of condolences continue to flow in from both local and beyond following the passing of founding father Samuel Daniel Shafishuna Nyoma. Angie Scholz from our news team spoke to Dr. Henning Melber, a senior research associate at the Nordic Africa Institute in Sweden, about Nyoma's legacy.
Few of his kind have such a track record. Tatekulu Sam Nyoma stood firm when others wavered. That's why he used this quote from one of his own speeches for his biography. He will live on in the hearts and minds of the Namibian people. Hamba Kale Tatekulu Sam Nyoma.
Seismologists from across the African continent will convene in Namibia for the 4th General Assembly for the African Seismological Commission, hosted by the Mines and Energy Ministry next week. Geoscientist Marco Sitali highlighted that the event, slated for February 24 to 28, will cover earthquake monitoring, seismic technology, and Namibia's role in the international seismic monitoring system.
We are having more than 50 participants from more than 15 African countries. The earth is continuously moving, and we are all affected in that process. So seismic activities are not limited to a specific region. It occurs everywhere. Even Namibia also is vulnerable to seismic activities.
Julia Mahwilili, daughter of the late Nathaniel Mahwilili, expressed her disapproval of SWAPO's decision to build its headquarters next to the Karutura State Hospital. Speaking to One Africa TV News on One's Josia Shiweda, she stated that her father, a prominent member of SWAPO who passed away in 1999, would not have supported the idea.
Julia said her late father would have demanded that proper meetings be held to reassess the decision.
They could have argued or they could have talked about it. It's a good thing to have, but how long will Sobo be on the throne? How long will it be? How long will Sobo be ruling?
Catch last night's full bulletin on OneAfrica.tv. Weeknights at 7, you can watch the full bulletins on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on OneAfrica.tv. Continentally, the United Nations has requested $6 billion in aid for Sudan this year, citing the world's worst hunger crisis and massive displacement caused by the ongoing civil war. Reuters says that the appeal marks a 40% increase from last year, coming at a time when global aid budgets are under pressure, partly due to U.S. President Donald Trump's recent funding freeze, which has impacted critical humanitarian programs across the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump is seeking approval from the U.S. Supreme Court to remove the leader of an independent ethics agency. Hampton Dellinger, who oversees the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, an agency dedicated to safeguarding government employees who report misconduct, is challenging his dismissal. On the ground for us and now reporting is Mitch McCann.
It's been reported that the administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it to fire the head of the government agency, which is dedicated to protecting government employees who become whistleblowers. Hampton Dellinger is the head of the Office of the Special Counsel, and he argues that his firing is unlawful because he can only be dismissed from his role because of performance, and no such issue was highlighted when he was emailed to be made aware of his termination in recent weeks. Now, the White House argues that allowing courts to issue rulings that go against Donald Trump's decisions, quote, irreparably harm the presidency by curtailing his ability to manage the executive branch in the earliest days of his administration. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.